Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another Lights On listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them
the
free.
Devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor of the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California. And your brain masseur, get ready for your brain massage. Any politician, or any American for that matter, who willingly ignores the fact that the 2020 election was stolen is a coward and, frankly, has betrayed this country. The Freedom to Vote Act, that's Senate Bill 2747, introduced September 14, 2021, was brought up for a vote in October. It failed to pass, and thank God. I intend to offer some insight on this bill and also a correction regarding comments I have made regarding the constitutionality of that bill. Have you noticed how the MSM is turning to the chairman and CEO of Pfizer for a COVID strategy spokesperson? Talk about conflict of interest. Are they getting ready to drop Fauci? Don't you think it's weird that the left would ignore the obvious conflict of interest here? Well, of course not. The children of disobedience have been so exposed, they don't even try to hide their duplicity anymore. In fact, they seem to delight in shoving it into our faces. Six insurrection investigation continues. Judicial Watch obtained records through a FOIA request that revealed government authorities ordered Ashley Babbitt's body cremated without her husband's permission? Now, that's kind of weird. And finally, hey, have you noticed how devilish Biden has been looking lately? Really, the guy looks like he's got Satan inside of him. And have you noticed how much energy he seems to have found? I mean, how intense and even, I don't know, fierce he's becoming. But friends, Jesus Christ is king and all mankind are his subjects. Although we are surrounded by the forces of the spirit of Antichrist, we have the forces of heaven on our side, and if we will submit ourselves to God, well, we can have the power to resist the devil, and he will be compelled to flee. So, my friends, take heart and get ready. It's time for your brain massage.
Truth, served here, flavored by delectable wit, delicious sarcasm, succulent sagacity, a gourmet meal for the mind.
I said in my opening that any politician, or any American for that matter, who willingly ignores the facts showing that the 2020 election was stolen. I'm not talking about the suspicious things. I'm talking about the facts. Is a coward and has betrayed this country. Now, these are strong words, and they require some support. Newt, as much as I love him, he must be blind as a headless Wuhan bat to say effectively that he, referring to Biden, won the election. And he said, and you've got to give him that? Excuse me? Are you kidding me? No, we don't have to give him that. But you and the rest of the cowards on the right certainly seem to go out of your way to give him that. Giving him that throws the American patriots under the bus. And I, for one, am getting sick and tired of seeing some of our champions and our heroes just dismissing our concerns about this election. Hey, Newt, something like 58% of all Americans distrust the MSM and its messaging. And the pollsters, as you know, have been politicized for years now, manipulating numbers to prop up the agenda of the socialists in this country. And it seems most Americans at least know this to be true. For the polls to say as many as 39% to 40%, listen, that's not a small number of Americans. 39% to 40% of what's the number of voting Americans? 180 million or something like that? Or voting age and so on. And listen, that's not a small number. That's a huge number of people. For the pollsters, whom we know to be compromised, to admit to that much who believe that the 2020 election was stolen? Well, that means the number is probably more likely closer to 50 to 60%. Look, 82% of Fox News viewers believe the 2020 election was stolen. And we know Fox News is in something like, 87 million households with 2.5 million viewers nightly. And by the way, those are old numbers. That's back before CNN tanked, losing 70% of their viewership since the election. No one with sense believes Biden got 80 million Americans to vote for him. Come on. The evidence of voter fraud is massive, and we know the Dominion theft machines are designed to steal elections. That's not a conspiracy theory. We know that to be true. The 2020 election was stolen. And unfortunately, the reason a lot of gopers refuse to acknowledge it is that it involves them too. That is, it involves a lot of GOP politicians as well. The right to elect our representatives has been stolen from us by people who want to control elections and outcomes so they can select our representatives and rather than having us elect them. If they did not steal 2020, then, well, allow full forensic audits in every state and let's settle this issue once and for all. The devil Dems and their propaganda organ, the Marxist socialist media, want to call it the big lie. But then they war against any effort to do a full forensic audit in at least the so-called swing states. They fight against this just exactly like you would expect someone to fight who has something they are desperately trying to hide. Look, Americans, we have got to stop allowing these bullies to just blow us off with their declarations, denials, denunciation, their accusations. We cannot allow them to shout us down. We must demand they show proof. We have seen Dominion machine manuals that provide instructions regarding a feature available in these machines called fractionalized voting. You know, a voter registers a vote and the machine can be calibrated to divide up that vote, giving, say, I don't know, 60% to one candidate, 10 to another, 30 to another, and so on. We know for a fact that the Dominion theft machines are designed with this feature. And of course, Dominion says, yeah, but that feature's turned off or it's not used and so on. But there you go again. They simply tell us the feature's turned off. So what, we walk away like a tail-tucked puppy dog? Okay, massa. What is wrong with us? What happened? Have we forgotten the Reagan maxim, trust but verify? But every time we attempt to verify Dominion's claims, well, they lawyer up and resist every effort to actually examine the machines used in the 2020 election or the routers they were connected to, at least until after they have had an opportunity to get to them and offload data, which we know they have done. Furthermore, my friend Newt, we know for a fact that state laws were broken in this last election. We watched video of these yahoos pulling ballots out from under tables after the observers were dismissed on some proven to be bogus claim of a water leak. We saw the proof. But these devils tell us, you're like some Jedi master. You did not see what you saw. There is no voting fraud. And like a bunch of weak-minded mushheads who have not even the brain power of a giant, disgusting slug named Jabba. They repeat, there is no fraud. There is no fraud. There is no fraud. Yeah, like they're in some sort of trance or something, but they're not fooling me, he. That mind control gig as I gag used to amuse. You know, to not think, to turn off your critical thinking. The only reason so many gopers, that's a GOP politician who feeds on the roots of the grassroots to get power, but then turns around and kills the grass they feed on. The only reason so many gopers cave in to the demon Dems bloviating about the big lie and take every opportunity to encourage us to accept the 2020 election as legitimate is this. They're in it up to their own wicked necks. They know that when this finally comes out, many of their own are going to go down with the demon Dems, and they want to avoid the embarrassment, the stigma that will attach to the Republican Party. Many states are cleaning up their act and putting in place laws to restore election integrity. And that's a good thing. Some corrupt Republicans, no doubt, hope to keep their own participation in this evil hidden by giving 2022 as a kind of atonement for their sins. And the devil Dems are going to go along to a point to keep their own sins covered and, more importantly to them, to preserve their future ability to control the outcome of elections. Here's how I'm praying about all this, and I encourage you to join me. The Dominion theft machines facilitate the steal, you know, but they need the cover of what Lindell calls the domestic election fraud. In order to distract us all from the machine fraud, which they're really trying to control and hide, they throw up the diversion of this domestic fraud. But more importantly, they need the domestic fraud to produce the fake ballots needed so that if an audit is called for, they can go count the fake ballots and come up with the number that matches pretty close to the machine vote. And so vote tally, tabulation. This is why we need a forensic audit. And when we look more deeply into all of this, it's the reason, for example, that we can't get to the bottom of all of this without the routers and without access to examine the Dominion theft machines. In fact, I think going forward, looking at the ballots and all that is a waste of time. We need to get the routers and the machines. Notice that this is the hill they, the enemy, are willing to die on. They will reluctantly, you know, slowly give up enough information to let us see and even show some domestic fraud. But when it comes to the routers and the machines, that's where they shut down, friend. That's where they will entrench and fight to the death to stop us. And the reason is obvious. That's where the smoking gun is hidden. And we have a hard battle ahead of us because we have to fight the devil Dems and the rascally Republicans. But we must not back off our assault on this hill. Hill, election 2020, must be taken. We can hope Manchin and Sinema will continue to stand strong against throwing out the filibuster and that enough of the gopers will continue to stand with the patriots to oppose the current effort by schemer, scummer Schumer, you know, and his compatriots, antonym for compatriots, to push through the Freedom to Vote Act, which would undermine all the work being done in the states to restore election integrity, and that this current bloc will hold. Because without the domestic fraud, they can't cover the machine fraud. And so in order to hold on, I think they'll be forced to let the people elect representatives of their choice in 2022. And we can hope then to take the Congress out of the hands of these devils now holding power there. However, the devil Dems are so desperate to maintain their power and not come under the scrutiny of the various investigations that will likely be launched if patriots gain control of the House and Senate. It would not surprise me if they did not go ahead and unleash the Dominion theft machines in 2022 with or without their cover, knowing it takes at least a year to process complaints through the various channels of appeal, and finally into the courts, and then finally up to SCOTUS, and that, in their mind, could give them a sort of stay of execution for their crimes and allow them to stop the flurry of investigations into their crimes that is certain to come if genuine America-loving patriots gain control of the Congress. And a little more time to complete their plan to bring America totally under the control of the likes of Carl Schwab and his handlers, you know, the World Economic Forum fella that provided the platform for Event 201. Look that up. The guy whose vision for the future is summarized in his statement that you will own nothing and you will be happy. Well, let's pray that very soon he and his cohorts will own nothing. And we'll see how happy they are about that. Okay, I need to wrap up the first segment. Friend, we must continue to put pressure on our representatives to audit election 2020. And I don't mean merely recount fraudulently created ballots. In fact, forget the ballots. Go straight for the machines and the routers. Examine these routers and the Dominion theft machines. That must be insisted upon. Again, forget about recounting ballots or even wasting time with looking at paper. Let's see the routers and examine the machines. That's the way I'm praying that the stronghold Satan has established around this Dominion company to protect the machines he's using to take the Dominion by force will be broken. Folks, I can see right now that my second segment is going to run a little long, so we're going to roll on through the break.
Stand
and
by.
Continue.
The Brain Massage Show is about to blow your mind.
Freedom to Vote Act, Senate 2747, introduced September 14, 2021, and brought up for a vote in October, somewhere around the 20th and so on, failed to pass. And thank God for that. It failed because the Republicans invoked a filibuster, which blocked the bill from being acted on unless the Senate could break the filibuster with a minimum of 60 votes. A filibuster happens when legislators opposing a bill hold the floor indefinitely, delaying action on the bill. It requires at least 60 senators to vote together to stop this from continuing. The vote to stop a filibuster is called cloture. And that's a vote to end debate and move the motion for an immediate vote. Schumer failed to rally the 60 votes he needed to invoke cloture, so the bill failed. On January 19, that's last Wednesday night, Schumer attempted to lead the Senate to remove the filibuster for certain bills, you know. But Democrats, Manchin and Sinema, refused to go along with him, and the vote failed. Now, what is it about this bill that should concern us? I have a link to the text of the bill in my show notes. Go to brainmassage.net, find this show, number 865. Click on it. You'll see there a place to get access to the show notes. Here is a synopsis of the items I think should concern us. First, same-day registration. And second, automatic registration. Third, internet registration allows for anonymous registration facilitating impersonation. And then number four, accepting voter registration from voters under 18 years of age. And number five, early voting. Number six, voting by mail. Number seven, universal mandated absentee balloting. Number eight, using a previous absentee ballot application for subsequent elections. Number nine, prohibiting restrictions against curbside voting. That's something Alabama made illegal, by the way. And their law was supported by the SCOTUS, recognizing the state's legitimate concerns. Then number 10, virtual elimination of any meaningful voter identification requirement. And number 11, making it almost impossible to identify and block ineligible voters from voting. Number 12, making it almost impossible to remove bad election administrators. And number 13, creating circumstances where election workers can claim harassment from, well, say, observers, which has a chilling effect on election worker accountability. And number 14, well, it looks like criminalizing other accountability measures and more. Now, I need to make a correction on a mistake I made regarding the constitutionality of Congress making laws governing elections. The Constitution does allow Congress to make laws regulating elections. See Article 1, Section 4, quote, "The times, places, and manner of holding elections for senators and representatives shall be prescribed in each state by the legislature thereof." And that's where I got the idea that the federal Congress had no business meddling in this matter. However, in preparation for the show, I thought, let's take a look. I'm glad I did, because this section goes on to say, quote, "But the Congress may at any time by law make or alter such regulations, except as to places of choosing senators," end quote. So I'm glad I fact-checked myself before I came to my radio podcast today, and I noticed the full text of the Constitution on this question does make it clear Congress does have constitutional authority to stipulate election law for the states. Yikes. What this does is underscore just how close we are to losing the right to vote altogether. It also emphasizes the importance that we true the vote now. We must insist that the Dominion theft machines and the routers they have been connected to be examined, and hopefully they have not used the time we have foolishly given them, diverted by other matters, to cover their tracks. For all my fellow warriors, fast and pray with me that God will empower you to bring down the satanic strongholds that protect these people from the Romans 13 sword of judgment. You know, we need patriots with the courage to use the divinely appointed sword to execute God's wrath against these evildoers. Pray the three prayers of Elisha along with me, but I'm getting ahead of myself a little bit here. Have you noticed how the MSM is turning to the chairman and CEO of Pfizer for a COVID strategy spokesperson? Are you kidding me? Now, are they getting ready to drop Fauci? Fauci is certainly under intense fire. Senator Rand Paul is openly calling for him to be fired. Fauci certainly deserves to be fired. He is a shill for the pharmaceutical companies, has a personal stake in pushing these vaccines, I understand. But bringing forward the chairman and CEO of Pfizer as the point man to lead us through their manufactured COVID crisis. Isn't that a bit, well, you know, weird? Why would we turn to the CEO of the pharmaceutical company that has a reputation, by the way, for lying to the public? Oh, yes. They've been sued and paid out huge fines for their malfeasance in the past. Can anyone have a greater conflict of interest in this matter than the chairman and CEO of Pfizer? The blatancy of their hubris is so shocking, it's literally mind-numbing. Friend, this just shows us they've run through their playbook. They've got nothing left. But think about it. What accounts for the media's sycophant foot-kissing of Pfizer? Well, you might consider the old adage, follow the money. Joe Rogan put together a revealing montage. Here's the link. That is, it's in my notes. It's a video, and it shows how virtually every MSM outlet has its hands in Pfizer's pockets. Good Morning America, brought to you by Pfizer. CBS Health Watch, sponsored by Pfizer. Anderson Cooper 360, brought to you by Pfizer. ABC News Nightline, brought to you by Pfizer. Making a Difference, brought to you by Pfizer. CNN Tonight, brought to you by Pfizer. Early Start, brought to you by Pfizer. Friday Night on Aaron Burnett on Out Front, brought to you by Pfizer. ABC This Week with George Stephanopoulos is brought to you by Pfizer. Today's Countdown to the Royal Wedding is brought to you by Pfizer. CBS Sports Update, brought to you by Pfizer. Meet the Press Data Download, brought to you by Pfizer. This portion of CBS This Morning, sponsored by Pfizer. 60 Minutes Overtime on How to Find the Hidden Sugars in the American Family Diet, sponsored by Pfizer. Well, doesn't that explain a lot? So chairman and CEO of Pfizer is assuring us that the first two shots he sold us are virtually worthless to protect us. No, I'm serious. And he didn't even use weasel words, man. He just flat out said it. He told us the first two shots provide, he said it, little to no protection. And then he tried to sell us another one. He assures us that the fourth shot, well, that'll do it. We'll do what? Well, they've given up trying to sell us the line that their shots are going to provide immunity. He says the fourth shot will help you avoid hospitalization and death. Well, I avoided it with ivermectin. I'm 70 years old with type 2 diabetes and a bronchia condition. And I got COVID, and I didn't have to go to the hospital. So Albert Bourla, with a German accent so thick if his voice was a bit deeper, you'd mistake him for fellow German-born Kissinger, is running an American company founded in 1849 by, well, two German immigrants in New York. So they're keeping the company, held close to their original homeland. That's interesting. So the MSNBC host, I didn't notice her name on the screen and I didn't recognize her, but she's slobbering all over Albert, praising him for bringing forward one of the greatest scientific achievements of all time. Really? The failed Pfizer shot. Excuse me? The greatest scientific achievement of all time. She asks him, so, how did you do it? Well, first he demurs and deflects the lavish praise to the many hands that helped and attributes the success to, quote, human engineering in the private sector, end quote. Huh. Human engineering, that just might be a language thing. It could be, you know, he's German, we're American, so this language doesn't quite communicate to us what it is he was trying to say. And then the slobbering MSNBC hostess asks him about any hurdles he must negotiate to get, quote, the world in order, end quote. Now, she's American. That's odd phrasing. Get the world in order? What, line up the world behind the plan? What is this? I have heard many other reports explaining that, well, as a matter of fact, this is exactly what the COVID game is all about. Getting the world in order. Advancing the Great Reset. So distilling the question she asked from what might have been an intentional coded message to her masters, what we have is an invitation to this chairman and CEO of Pfizer to tell us what hurdles are in the way of him leading the world out of this crisis, where the end game is getting every person in the world jabbed with his mRNA gene therapy shot. The chairman and CEO of Pfizer named several obstacles that he said had been addressed satisfactorily. Creation of the vaccine, production issues that they faced, all this kind of stuff. And he said all of this, however, has been addressed. And these obstacles have been removed, but there is one obstacle remaining. What is that? He said the skeptics continue to resist getting the vaccine. He said, this is where we need to focus. We need to explain to them, he said, the safety and efficacy of the vaccines and the consequences for humanity if they continue to refuse to receive the shot. The only thing in the way of saving the world from COVID are those of us who resist taking their shot. So you can expect the pressure to continue to mount. They're putting on a full court press on the whole world to force us to participate in their medical experiment. Meanwhile, CDC admits natural immunity is superior to vaccine immunity. And furthermore, the CDC discovered that, quote, being vaccinated on top of having natural immunity makes little difference, confirming the findings of several studies in other countries, end quote. And as you heard from the chairman and the CEO of Pfizer admit from his own mouth, his shots do not provide immunity. So the only place you're going to get immunity from this disease, it's the old-fashioned way, the natural way. So God gets the last laugh again. Look at Psalm 2. But there is hope. The UK, Ireland, and France are coming to their senses. They're moving to reduce their COVID restrictions. In fact, the UK has dropped all of this nonsense. But Austria, unfortunately, has joined Australia, at least so far as passing a mandatory COVID vaccination law. And Italy is insane with their vaccine passports. But you know what is truly sad about all of this? It's the thousands of lives that could have been saved if only we were not under the steel-booted heels of these Nazis. Duke University is conducting a study of the efficacy of ivermectin to treat COVID. Kind of late in coming, don't you think? Now, that's what I used, and it definitely helped me overcome this disease. Thousands of others also have been helped with this. Very reputable doctors with credentials at least equal to that of Phony Fauci have attested to its efficacy. Phony Fauci, who hasn't seen a patient in probably 20 or 30 years. And yet, in order to sell vaccines, Fauci, Albert, CEO of Pfizer, et al., allowed hundreds of thousands to die on the altar of their greed. Okay, I need to wrap it up. Have you noticed how devilish Biden has been looking lately? Have you noticed how much energy he's bringing to the podium? How intense he's becoming? Do you remember when I remarked way back that I wonder if the doddering, fumbling, brain-fogged Biden was an act, a show, a facade he used to hide behind to deflect criticism for his bungling performance? A sort of smokescreen to hide the fact that this man hates America and is intentionally attempting to destroy this country? Look at his eyes and watch his expressions and mannerisms. This man is looking more like a devil every time I see him. I mean, that's my opinion. Consider what we have gotten after 1 year of, well, let's just say Satan running the Oval Office. Betrayal of Americans in Afghanistan. Virtual erasure of our border with Mexico. Criminals given government protection and sanction to prey upon Americans. Schools closed, prices along with inflation skyrocketing. But those are really superficial concerns when compared to these. The whole concept of government by law and not by men is being eroded by this administration. There is a constant attack on our personal liberties, pushing Americans to the breaking point. Biden's plan, unmasked in my last show, to designate all patriots that oppose him as terrorists so he can invoke the Patriot Act on American citizens, as has been done to our January 6th patriots. And on top of all this, the dark specter of these jabs killing people. Well, over 11,000 so far, and that's an old number, and it's a very low estimate coming from some reputable doctors who've looked at all this. But friends, Jesus Christ is King, and all mankind are his subjects. Come on by Sunday night, and I'll finish that up for you. I've lit the lamp to the church belfry arch, or you can leave me a message on our listener response hotline, 805 314-2114. God bless you. God bless America and save America. I'll see you in church.